Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome to a Labor Day edition of our Grassroots Show. We've got some fun music for you tonight. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. And as you labor, well, we're going to sit back and relax and play some tunes of local interest here tonight on our Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, along with you, Todd Burgess of, yes, Shady Lady Productions. It's good to see you again, my man.
Yes, how's it going, Bob? We've kind of been playing some games with the episodes lately, so we've really not even seen each other in a while. So.
Yeah, we haven't, truly.
The magic of radio.
Yes, that's it. Welcome back. The last time we spoke, of course, we did a live show last weekend, but a couple of weeks ago, we had a special guest host, Mr. John Vento, step in. And I wanted to, you know, make sure emphatically, because I've had many people question me, what was he suspended for this time? And there was no suspension. You were out scouting future talent.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's just the way it was. So
sometimes I'm sent on missions.
Yes, that's right. So this was a grassroots workplace mission. So glad to have you back, though. And we're going to be playing a ton of music for you tonight. And we're getting geared up for the stretch run into the fall and the winter months ahead. And, one of the Rock Done Right Tour stops this weekend is Corbri Woodstock, which is going on right now. And that is quite an event because it evolved into a two-day event this year. You got an event that just happened last weekend, Music for the Cure, and I understand from all the people that were able to attend that it was a very fine evening, and we'll be looking ahead for the Zillion Tap event. That'll be next around the corner in October, so things are going to stay rather busy around here.
Yeah, they always do. I don't think we ever slow down.
Yeah. So,
7 years strong.
And you guys are going to be playing, outside of Pullman Park. Is that right? That coming up, or did that just happen?
Yeah, no, actually on the 13th. Yeah,
13th.
Friday the 13th will be at the Pullman Park Summer Concert Series at Speed Freak Motorsports.
How about that? So, yeah, Noble Hop's staying busy, too.
Yeah, we've filled up the back half of 2019 pretty good and still have some new dates we'll be announcing. So the hop train is rolling along again.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. Of course, I want to congratulate John Vento, Lee Marks, and Jimmy McCullough, everybody that has been behind Corbri Woodstock for their event to continue to grow and go to 2 days. And they had some pretty powerful talent coming in this weekend, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We played yesterday. It was a great day. What a stacked bill that was right there. That alone was worth the admission price. But just like the band jam, one price gets you in all weekend. So it's a pretty good thing. Pretty good event they do. Beautiful venue, you know, JV's backyard. And,
yeah,
of course, Lamatt Productions running the sound and light. So that's worth it, every penny.
Absolutely. I just had a discussion this past weekend and bumped into some people that had attended band jam this year. And they really, we were talking about the prices of concerts nowadays and how there has been such a dramatic jump, especially when you're going to see some of the national acts. I mean, you're into triple digits many, many times now. And, they were just amazed saying, the wealth. I mean, they kind of refer to the fact that we brag about it here a lot on the Grassroots Show and talk about it. And, they come out and experienced it and to say, wow, to see that much talent on one stage an entire weekend for $20, they said it's hard to fathom.
Yeah, and, we follow a lot of the other music festivals to, see what's going on with them. And our price compared to just other festivals, even in the area, is, it's well worth every penny of it.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you work hard and continue to progress your schedule for the rest of 2019 and for 2020, we certainly hope you'll look ahead to July of 2020 and that second weekend in July and circle that and just make that your vacation weekend, if nothing else, as we get ready for the next band jam. So I'm going to play you some tunes tonight. And Music for the Cure, by the way, was tied into Riding for the Cure.
Right.
That's a very special event that happens and benefits local people. It's what we love to talk about, hometown businesses, hometown people being helped. And, boy, talk about an impressive lineup for that and just kind of a positive setting. In helping out the cause.
Yeah, we had the honor of being able to play on that stage as well, and they did a fantastic job. What a really cool setting. Speaking of concerts in people's backyards, that was in Steve Angert's backyard. And it was really neat, and a good vibe, and all for a good local cause. and ran into just so many musicians from the area, which is what I love about events like that, especially the ones when I'm not working them, you know, and I can just go and hang out for a little bit. And yeah, and a big shout out to Justin from the Highland Brothers Band for that beer that he gave me there. That was pretty good.
Good stuff.
Appreciate that.
Well, I mean, the Hawkeyes drove in from a Midwest tour to make an appearance. People were flying in from Nashville, Tennessee to make an appearance.
hit a couple of them here on the show tonight, I think. So.
Oh, that's good stuff. Well, let's get to the music here. This first segment of our Labor Day get-together is being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio. Talk about a hometown local business. Meat Locker Recording Studio. They can record you so you can be on the Grassroots Show as well. Give them a call, Jim Harpel and his staff at Meat Locker Recording Studio, sponsoring the first two segments of our show tonight.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to get things going tonight with some Ben Valasek and the Growlers. And I've always enjoyed these guys, but unfortunately, I think they've called it quits for the time being. I've seen something a couple months ago in regard to that, been meaning to come around and get to them. But sad to hear, because we actually wanted them on the Band Jam again. They played it once before, and we've tried to get them on a couple times now. And that time may have passed, but throw on some Walk on the Water, I think. Ben Valasek and the Growlers.
All right, we'll follow that up with a band that features one of the gentlemen you just mentioned, because I got to have a beverage myself with him 2 weeks ago.
He told me that. He told me you taught him how to play bocce or something like that. He's like, I've never even heard of it or something. Next thing I know, I'm throwing something with Bob.
That's it. And then I told him next time bring your guitar, because then you can sing me one more whiskey. We're talking about the Highland Brothers Band. It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
I'm not one to believe in ghosts or goblins or ghouls, but I'd rather keep an open mind than to live like an ignorant fool. See, I've never seen an angel, but the devil has knocked on my door. There's good all around this world, but it is great that I'm striving for. I wanna walk on the whole water. I wanna pull that sword out of that stone. I wanna find that fountain of our youth. I wanna bring our children home. I wanna light up from the lightning. I wanna give every present on that list. I wanna keep on searching till I find them, cause I know that they exist, those miracles. Superstitions, and I'm not afraid of the end, and I don't want no TV preacher to buy me one with the money I send. See, my glass is half empty, but sometimes it's half full. But it don't mean a damn thing, frankly, unless you let superstitions rule. I wanna walk on the Hawaii. I wanna pull that sword out of that stone. I wanna find that fountain of our youth. I wanna bring our children home. I wanna light up from the lightning. I wanna give every present on that list. I wanna keep on searching till I find them, cause I know that they exist. Those miracles. Saw her baby at birth. A neighbor lady said she fell out of touch. Died man got a second chance. A Hail Mary took them through the day. For me, I'm just searching for one, cause I want to believe. I wanna walk on the water. I wanna pull that sword.
sticks and stones while I jam all across God's land. Give me one more whiskey, yeah, 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 yeah. Follow the boat. Just one more drink, soon my soul. It's a long and a winding road. I've got a troubled soul. Give me one more whiskey, yeah, 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 yeah. Follow the road. Please excuse me for the shape I'm in, 'cause you see I got an aching heart. While I jam all across God's land, give me one more whiskey, yeah, 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 yeah. Follow the road. Just one more drink, soon my soul. It's a long and a winding road. I've got a troubled soul. Give me one more whiskey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Great music to kick off our show tonight. That is the Highland Brothers Band and Ben Valisack and the Growlers. Walk on Water and One More Whiskey. Back to back here. Music show tonight for your Labor Day weekend. It is the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, and hard to believe we've just flipped the calendar to the ninth month of the year, but so it is. And we've got a great schedule of shows coming up in the future as well. And don't forget, we were talking about Corby Woodstock that is happening as we speak. Down in the Gibsonia area, Mr. John Vento has a very special thing coming up September 13th and 14th, just a couple of weekends away. His album that he did, his solo album that he released last fall, is being translated into a stage show, and it sounds like a remarkable production. And that's September 13th and 14th. Hope you'll get out and support some local music that way. Live local original music being translated to a stage show. Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, September 13th and 14th at the Oaks Theater. And that's down in the Oakmont area. And you can get tickets at llowplay.com. Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage.
Oh, is that? I was looking at that, and I couldn't put it together. I'm like, what kind of website's that? Mystery solved.
Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage Play.
Okay, there you go.
So, yeah, it sounds like a neat event. I'm planning to hit the Friday show event.
One of those ding sound effects.
Yeah.
Ding.
It went. Yeah, I'll put that in there.
All right.
We're being brought to you again by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. It's been a lot of cool things happening of late around the area where a lot of local bands have been playing out and about. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the local breweries, but, you know, it's neat to see some of these festivals. And I was even at one a couple of weeks ago in Mercer County where they featured a whole bunch of local bands. And I know we've talked about, speaking of Mercer County, even Garefest has always been going on, and that's up in Sandy Lake. That happened as well, but they put together a pretty cool weekend at Goddard State Park. There's a big lake up there, and they put a two-day weekend of music together. It featured quite a few local bands from all around the area. It was really cool to see that. So, you know, it seems like there's just a good buzz going on around the local music scene, not just here, you know, in the central part of the area. I mean, we're talking pretty widespread right now. I know you've had a chance to sample a little bit of that. In fact, next week we're going to be visiting with an Erie musician on the show.
Yeah, I've been making some connections up that way, and got to play a couple times now. We've got some more stuff coming, and yeah, meeting musicians, I guess, outside of the area, but still kind of in the area, if that makes sense. So
yeah,
it's good stuff, because it's just going to give us an opportunity to, you know, showcase that music, and it's not just centralized here. It's mm-hmm. this whole area.
Yeah.
So.
But still, the vibe that is in this area, and even people that have experienced it from outside of the area, most impressed with what is happening right here, and it actually has drawn people to this area. In fact, a gentleman that we had at Band Jam this year said that very subject brought him north from North Carolina.
The Band Jam, you know
it. Yeah, that's right. So as we continue our music, that gentleman that made that comment did his debut at Band Jam this year, J. Roger Davis. We're going to spin a tune from him.
Yeah, I say we throw on some They Don't Know. And, that was a powerful set he put on. He really captured a lot of people with his performance at Band Jam, and he's staying pretty active.
That's cool. And we're going to follow that up. A couple of young ladies dropped me an email. Actually, they had contacted our front desk inquiring. They had written a song. I think one of them had a young man who was a young baby who was in the hospital down in Pittsburgh, and it inspired a song. And we're going to play that here tonight. And what they sent in the note to me was that they wanted this song to maybe they wanted to have the song played because they were hoping it would resonate maybe to other parents who can relate to a situation where you've had a young child in the hospital or maybe someone that had a premature baby or whatever, and that concern and that you know, that waiting. And this kind of emerged from that. This is the Duffies and their song called Hurry Up and Wait. Very emotional song, but a very powerful song at the same time, being featured here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Like I know,
you don't know,
they don't know, what you need doesn't make you happy, will elevate your dreams. You gotta rise above the storm, cause no one knows. You can't predict the future, just don't let go. What you believe in, if you want it, you got it. Got to believe to receive it. You gotta take it or leave it. Where are your friends when you need them? If you want it, you got it. Got to believe to receive it. You gotta take it or leave it. Cause you're well on your way. They don't know like I know. They don't know like I know. They don't know like I know.
Grow this flower. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight, the Rock Station 97.7. We appreciate you tuning in, and don't forget our show streams, 977rocks.com, and you can pull up on the on-demand feature any of the shows that you may have missed, or if you love the music you're hearing, play it again. We encourage that. The Rainbow Inn down in Freeport sponsoring this segment of our show tonight. We're playing y'all music for your Labor Day weekend. Hope you're enjoying a double shot weekend, but here on the Grassroots Show, we kind of double up the show is what it ends up being for a music show, and just double up the amount of songs we play.
Yeah, you won't get a double shot of Bon Jovi on this show.
No. New. That's a capital N, capital O, new.
Well, I had to.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's all right. There's a lot of honesty on this show. I mean, let's just get that out in the forefront here. So.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. It has resulted in a few suspensions in the past. So.
Of course, honestly speaking, though, the Rainbow, a great place to stop by and get a bite to eat and have a friendly welcoming atmosphere. And if you need to drown your woes at all, 24-ounce man cans are on hand. So stop on in and check them out. They're a longtime sponsor of our show here tonight. Playing more music, and I understand that the next band, actually not this year's Band Jam, the year before we had them there, but I guess they're calling it quits.
Yep, here's another band here recently that's decided to hang it up, or as you said when I told you about it, they decided to drop the act. That is drop the act. And they released a song right at the same time that they announced that they were going their separate ways, I guess, and the song is called Soul Breaker. And so, yeah, kind of sad to hear. They're a pretty talented group of guys. We had them on the show there once they all come in. It was a pretty fun time.
Yeah, they really did a great live in-studio performance. So, well, we wish them well. I think, if I remember correctly, they were in that vicinity of maybe college age, so maybe that's pulling them apart a little bit. I don't know, but things move on. Maybe we'll see them bubble up in different acts.
Yeah.
We're going to follow that up with a band who headlined our band jam this past year and just did a killer performance and really loved the kind of ballad type song they did with they did a live version of it here in the studio, and we talked about it, called We Will Remain, or they were going to, I guess, if I remember correctly now, and the voice just wasn't quite working on a Monday morning, if I remember. But boy, this song is really powerful. It has quite the unique story surrounding it, and if you ever get a chance to pop in and see them live, ask them about that story. It's called We Will Remain. Homicide Black following Drop the Act here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
I'm sick of living through the phone, trying to make a sense of home. My heart's too connected. I knew I should have looked it when you found someone new. I should have said to you, I'll see you later, you soul breaker. Just another sinner on the wall. So sleep well, and maybe I won't kiss and tell. But if I do, just know it's all because of you. I asked you if I had a reason to worry. You looked at me like I was crazy. Now I know I'm not the type to keep a level head. Another sinner on the wall.
soul breaker. You're just another sinner on the wall. Sleep well, and darling, I won't kiss and tell. But if I do, just know it's all because of you.
Homicide Black, Drop the Act, back to back on the Grassroots Show tonight. The Rock Station 97.7, presented by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. And we, at the start of the show, talked about a couple of events that are going on. Of course, we just spoke about Corbri Woodstock, which is happening today. Last weekend, very special event hosted by Steve Angert up at his home up in Carnes City, where he had a number of acts come in, and they did a little fundraising called Music for the Cure, tying in to the Ride for the Cure. Riding for the Cure does great things in helping out local cancer survivors and those that have lost that fight, and money that stays right in this community. And they have a musical act to get together that Steve has done for a couple of years. And in fact, speaking of one of our other sponsors, Bros's Superette, did some of the catering for that. But an opportunity for Steve's son to make a pop back in to town. Mike Angert's been living down in the Nashville, living the dream, and doing some serious touring, too.
I was going to say, if you want to say lives in Nashville, I don't know. He's all over the country now. Yeah, touring about. And, yeah, absolutely, living the life he wanted to live. That's pretty awesome. Got to say hi to him and chat with him for a little bit. I guess him and his band flew in to perform at that. And I think that Ride for the Cure is upwards of $60,000 raised so far this year. Something it's really impressive and wonderful how everybody, you know, gets behind local causes like that.
Absolutely. It's great to see that. They always have it the last Saturday in July. And just a number of bikes that can come out and support it, local businesses who get behind it as well, and they do a fantastic job. It's amazing to see how that has grown and continues to grow, because the amount of money they bring in every year, I mean, that's a tough thing to sustain. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of people joining in on that cause. But, you know, I think we all know somebody that has been touched by cancer. There's, you know, we all have people that we've lost because of it, and I think a lot of people care about, you know, helping to support that. So, and what a cool way to do it, you know, to have a nice setting where you have kind of, you know, a beautiful little area to hang out in and watch people play music.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice vibe. Good job to everybody out there, and I'm sure they, you know, what they were able to do during that show is going to add to that fund there for Ride for the Cure. But, yeah, you know, got to talk with Mike a little bit, so I say we throw on some Mike Angert, and because he's been writing music, his own music down here of late. Yeah. And a song he sent us called If It Helps.
Of course, Mike Angert, a one-time member of the band Highway 4 that was so popular around this area, and he's living the dream right now, and good at it, too. Anybody that heads down to Nashville, look him up. He's playing almost nightly down there if he's in town, because they've played all over to Vegas and more. So, congratulations, Mike. I'm glad that you're having success. Another gentleman who has put out some new material, saw him out at Band Jam, said he had some new tunes that he's been working on and finally ready to release them, and we've played one of them so far. That's local musician Mark Hensel. I'm going to do a little ditty here called Spend a Little Time, and it's all here tonight for your Labor Day weekend. It's local music on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
I've been trying to change for the better ever since he wrote me that letter. I can lie and say that I'll forget her. That'll bring your upon stormy weather. Looking back on all the things I said, seem to make some sense inside my head. You can lie and say it wasn't me. You can lie and say it wasn't me. Lie and say it wasn't me. If it helps you get some sleep. If it helps you get some sleep. Battling myself tonight, wondering if you're right, if you're battling yourself tonight, wondering if you're right.
if you were wrong, I hope to understand. Looking back on all the things I said, seem to make some sense inside my head.
Time.
The Grassroots Show thanks the Rainbow Inn in Freeport for being our longest-running sponsor. They've been here from show number one. You should get out and support a local business that supports local musicians. And that's exactly what the Rainbow does. Stop by for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It's the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all Pittsburgh sporting events. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. They're home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Stop by and thank the Rainbow Inn for their sponsorship of local music via the Grassroots Show. Stop on in. Look for Utah.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend, and we appreciate you tuning into our show that is here every Sunday night, whether it's a holiday weekend or not. Bob in Utah here with the Grassroots Show, presented by the Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions, featuring local music. And every once in a while, we love, especially on a holiday weekend, to play a lot of music. And so far tonight, we've heard from Ben Velasak and the Growlers, Island Brothers Band, J. Roger Davis, the Duffies, Drop the Act, Homicide Black, Mike Angert, and Mark Hensel. And we continue on here, brought to you by Broz's Superette, who were just involved in the Music for the Cure event. They did the catering. And, of course, they're putting their, you know, their work behind what they support, and that's local music. And, of course, they're a longtime local hometown business. I want to express some condolences and deepest sympathy to Jim McLaughlin, who is the owner of Broz's Superette, just recently lost his mother. She was involved in the Broz's Superette business, too, and a little grassroots heartfelt sympathy to the McLaughlin family for that. They've been doing things right on the hill, high on the hill, right on the price for many, many years up at Broz's Superette. Kind of a, if you think about it, the old school local butcher. That's what they are, and then some, because they can take care of the great work. And they've got a great reputation with that name. It's very well known in the Butler community, and they're continuing the great work up there. So go up and support them. Go up and check out some of the great lines of steaks, chicken. They do, I mean, they do stuffed pork chops, ham loaf, you name it. I mean, you can literally do an entire 7-day run of different stuff for your dinner in one stop, and you know that it's going to be fresh cut. I challenge you to go out and you know, buy some hamburger elsewhere or at those box stores and try to fry up a burger, and all you're going to have is a pan of grease. Go to Broz's Superette, you're going to be looking for the grease. That's how good their meat is. Trust me. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue, well, Broz's Superette.
They almost have everything to sustain you. They don't sell beer, do they?
Well, no.
Okay.
No.
Almost.
But they like beer, okay. So, you know, that's why they take Sunday and Monday off.
There you go.
So, yeah. Well, we appreciate their support of the show here tonight. We're playing some tunes, and don't forget, if you'd like to get in on our concert calendar, friends, let us know your information, or if you have a song you want to play, you can easily reach out to us via email at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, and it's a quick and easy way to get your information out to us. We invite you to be a part of the concert calendar. Just give us like 2 weeks lead time of an event. So if you know if you're playing September 30th, send it over today. We'll get it on next week.
Yeah, sometimes people wait till the day before, and like we recorded the show a month ago, so it just doesn't work, you know. Magic of radio.
That's it, yes. But we continue on with some great tunes, and I'm going to dig one out from Utah's base here coming up.
Well, I say we throw on some Red Sun. Haven't played this one in a while. I just love this song. And these guys hopped on a Heartbreakers Ball Bill at Peter B's for me one time and just came out and punched everybody in the face. It was so good. Yeah, so I'm not really sure what's up with them, if they're still playing much. I haven't heard too much lately, but I'll have to look for them for sure because they were good. And I love this song, Throwing Stones.
Well, I lucked out, and that was one of the shows I was able to get out and see, and I saw them play, and I agree. Man, they were throwing some stones that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great stuff. So, hey, we're going to follow that up. A nice little ditty that Utah wrote one night sitting around a fire after some dude was bitching at him. We're going to do the Amish Ninja from the Noble Hops Band here tonight. How's that?
Sounds good, Bob.
It's the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Come on. Soon. You led me to your role. thinking that you don't know nothing.
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Catch Mockingbird Lane at Tower 29 in Pittsburgh, Saturday, September 7th, 8 o'clock showtime. How about an acoustic evening with Sour Mash's Tim Henry at the All Saints Brewing down in Greensburg, Thursday, September 12th. And on Friday, September 13th, catch the Noble Hops Band. They'll be part of the Speed Freak Motorsports Friday Night Summer Concert Series at historic Pullman Park. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Saturday, September 7th, Utah of the Noble Hops Band will be at Recon Brewing with lots of great beer and Wiener's Gone Wild food truck. And on Sunday, September 15th, catch the Noble Hops Band for a Sunday fun day at Missing Links Brewery. And be sure to check out the works at Steamworks Creative. Check out their Facebook page or steamworkscreative.com and catch some of the great local acts performing in Gibsonia. Special Grassroots welcome here on 97.7 FM to our brand new sponsor, Clubhouse on the Hill in Freeport. Welcome to the Grassroots Show.
That view is amazing, is exactly what you'll say when you walk into the Clubhouse on the Hill, a restaurant and bar nestled above Freeport overlooking a beautiful nine-hole golf course. Elevated appetizers, burgers, sandwiches, pasta, seafood, and the best steak you'll ever eat. It's the perfect venue to host showers, receptions, and corporate retreats. Enjoy live music, DJ trivia, comedy nights, or watch sports on their giant flat-screen TVs. It's Freeport's best-kept secret, the Clubhouse on the Hill. 499 Freeport Road. See more at theclubhouseonthehill.com.
Oh, that is some fun stuff right there. So you don't think Ninja don't know nothing, huh? Authentic sounds in that song.
Authentic sounds. It's all a true story. Every word of it's true.
That is fantastic stuff. And, of course, you just heard on the concert calendar some of the dates the Noble Hops Band will be out and about. I encourage you to get out and request that song because you'll get to hear it live and in person, and it's just as special.
The rest of the band better learn it real quick then.
We appreciate you tuning in here tonight. Bros is Superette sponsoring this segment of our show. Labor Day weekend, all music. Next weekend, we're going to visit with a gentleman that Utah actually had the opportunity to play with when you had to make a trek up to Erie. And that's Joe Thompson, and we're going to hear his story next week.
Yeah, great stuff. Again, this is one of them CDs that I fell into, and I've just been listening to it over and over and over. I just really enjoy it. Good stuff. And I'm, again, amazed at the talent from this whole area, and it just keeps showing its face. You know, I mean, we've been doing this 7 years. First I heard of him, and crazy how it's the first I've heard of him, because good stuff.
Yeah, because he's played very close to this area. I mean, we're talking neighboring county where we do this show from, so you might have had an opportunity to see Joe. If not, we'll introduce you to him next week. We're going to continue on, though, and play a couple of more tunes in another band that you kind of ran into recently.
Yeah, these guys are from the eastern part of the state, and they'll be touring. Been trying to set up a show with them. And we might have to grab them sometime when they're on tour and get them that way. So, but it's a band called Springbrook. Really cool stuff. A little song called End of the Line.
All right, we'll follow that up with a band that has played our band jam in the past. And this came to mind because a friend of mine just recently had an opportunity. I kept saying to him that I wanted him to get out and see this band. And he was like, yeah, we need to go see this band. And just my schedule's not worked out where I've been able to get with him and do the show. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, he bumps into them one day and watches them play. And he just sent me big googly eyes and was like, wow, yeah, that was great stuff. And that's the band Skell, who are in the studio recording brand new material. We can't wait to hear that. We got a little teaser of that at Band Jam a year ago. And, of course, this was a two-time Grassy-nominated song that just blows me away every time I hear it. That's the band Skell. We'll do their song, Everything's Fine. Everything will be fine, and we'll be back here next week. Sound good?
Sounds good. See you then.
All right. Have a great rest of your weekend, and thanks for listening to the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
You were always a bright kid, they said. Yeah, I was young, headstrong back then. I had these ideas and visions of where I thought this path would lead. How easily that carry me, and I follow my ambitions. I was driven, so I strive. But I guess I stopped dreaming somewhere down the line. And I'm down at the bottom of the barrel, and it feels like I'm blind in the darkness, like I'm lost in a shadow. I can't seem to change things, and I'm so tired of trying to wake it up. It's like just one more failure might put me at the end of the line. The end of the I used to recognize his face. Sitting there, heavy hearted and broken. Looks like he's pretty far from grace. Yeah, his teeth are turning yellow. His skin is cracking dry. And hope keeps on failing him time after time. And he's drunk and frustrated, but he's too tired to cry. Staring back from the mirror through them cold bloodshot eyes. And he's down at the bottom of the barrel. Left on my mind, it's like just one more failure that put me at the end of the line. Yeah. We'll be right back.
broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry.
Happy Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day Double Shot Weekend brought to you by Four Seasons Tanning Salon, locations in Butler and Cranberry. Fairground Market, Route 422 across to the Big Butler Fairgrounds. Budget Blinds of Butler, Route 8 South, or call 724-234-4311. Butler Steel Supply, Valvoline Road in East Butler. They'll bend it, punch it, shape and create masterpieces of steel. And Adams Manufacturing in Portersville, they are hiring.
The Rock Station.
One. This is a radio station that prides itself on playing the best rock. So if you've got something this good, two times as much is even better. All weekend long, we're playing two tracks back-to-back from the same artist. If you know rock, you're really going to love this weekend. Double Shot Weekend on The Rock Station 97.7.
Appreciate the end of summer than with your radio crank.
It's a no-brainer.
This Labor Day weekend, turn it up and rip the knob off.
The Rock Station.